Welcome to part 4 of the Dungeon Queens episode series here on Spewtron, Signutron Spewtron. Dungeon Queens is a live Twitch game that I had going with some drag queens, and we had a good time, and this is part 4 of that. So stay tuned after this part 4 for another special announcement, because I may have some bad news after this plays out, but we'll get to that after here. So the good news first, which is part 4 of Dungeon Queens. Enjoy! Dungeon Queens! Oh, Dungeon Queens! Oh.
Skanky fart bitch, gonna rock it on Twitch, y'all. I'm a half-orc crankster, gonna steal behind the scenes, that's right. I'm a kooky red beast, my sword will make you deceased, Dumbo. The Dungeon Master of Disaster, my campaign, the first chapter, ha ha ha.
We good? We live? Hey, everybody! Welcome back to Dungeon Queens, episode 4. Hope you've all had a good week. So real quick, introductions.
My name is Disasterina. I am an adherent of the religion sign, or I'm sorry, not that one. It's Disasterinaology. Sorry, they're going to sue me now. And my deity is Disasterino, and I'm going to try to convert everybody. And I'm a paladin tiefling.
I'm Signutron. I'm the Dungeon Master, and I've written the campaign, and
And it's a great campaign.
Well, I'm having fun. I hope you guys are having fun.
Yes, it is a great campaign. I'm Felony Dodger. Hi, welcome back. And I'm this week going to just follow these girls and let them do whatever they want and follow them straight into death. It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
And welcome back.
And thank you for having me back. And I'm Sochi Mochi, and I'm an assimer, but you can, you know, because I'm real assy. and I'm going to lead this campaign straight to hell.
I've been calling her an ass on Facebook for years.
I think she's got a classy assy.
So, who wants to do a recap of last week's episode?
You do!
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. So,
real quick.
Last episode. Let's see. Woo, so much has happened.
We're unconscious in a dungeon.
Yep. They left Taddywag's hut to go steal the nether crop. Along the way, they stopped at the Frothy Mug, and there was a really fun underground rogue off in the basement, which Felony slayed.
She won.
Yeah. She got the Pumps of Power and the Weave of Thieves. So they left the Frothy Mug to go to the Nether Daddy hideout. And Disasterina and Bitch Puddin charge in the front gates like crazy people. And they got frozen and waylaid. Felony, however, took the roguey way and snuck into the secret ventilation shaft. And I think where we last left, you were able to grab the nether crop and you hid it under your clothes before you were knocked out. And so now that brings us up to speed. So they all of the queens wake up in a deep, dank dungeon.
Again.
Yes. There's, as you scan the room, you see your fellow party members, all except Bitch. Your eyes slowly adjust to the dark. You notice in the shadows, there's Bogtorn Eggborn. And behind him are his brothers, Popcorn and Greg Eggborn.
These are the...
The walls are all jaggedly cut out of rock. Moisture runs down, like in caves, if you've ever been into a moist cave.
Moist caves.
A thick iron wrought door that has a faint magical glow is all that adorns the walls. Mm-hmm. Next to the door, stuck to a jagged piece of wall, is a tuft of blonde hair dangling, and you also see the bra of holding next to it.
Mm. Oh no.
It seems to suggest that the bra got snagged on the wall in a struggle. Or it's also possible that it was left there on purpose. You don't know, but you don't see a bitch anywhere. Mm. In the corner, you see a small pile of what seems like dirty rags.
Bitch pudding.
The rags seem to stir. And Zochi, you wake up having no idea where you are or how you got here.
Oh, this again? I seem to do that a lot.
Oh, and you're also, all of you are shackled with iron shackles that are chained to the wall.
Including me, or am I in like...
Yes, including you.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And also all of the acorns are also shackled.
Chained like this?
Do you want to be chained like
that? Oh no, yeah. I'm chained to the wall.
Okay, Felony is chained like this to the wall.
Okay, you hold that way the whole time.
My lips are chained like this.
So I wake up and I see Zochi and I'm like... So good to see you, Zochi.
Oh, so good to see you under these circumstances.
How have you been? What have you been doing?
You know, I was like drunkenly raving and just having a good time with some, what do they call them? Orcs?
Chug bears.
The chug bears. I mean, it was an all-out rager all weekend. I couldn't. It was like Coachella for them.
Fantastic. How did you end up here? I did something
That's
stupid.
A good question. I don't know. I blacked out, and then I'm here.
Wow.
From what? So you think you have vague memories of the Chug Bears telling you where your friends went, and you set off on a solo quest to find them.
Yeah.
And somehow you found yourself here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm super strong, so I'm like, all right, everybody. I'm going to try to get out of these chains as sensuous as they feel. Oh, cool. I'm getting tired of them. So, my hands are falling asleep. So I'm like, I'm going to try to get out of them.
You have the only chain that actually has some slack in it, so you can actually, like, make it to the middle of the room, almost to the other side.
Are both my hands?
Yeah, they're, like, shackled, and then there's, like, a chain to the wall.
The crocodiles are awake.
Yes, and... So as the last thing that Bogtorn said to you is,
I suppose this is a bit embarrassing for all parties involved. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So
I'm trying to get, I'm going to do my strength, try to get out of these chains.
Okay, you're just going to try to Hulk them?
I'm just trying to Hulk
okay,
them.
Okay, give me a strength check.
Okay.
If you Hulk the chains off, beat the shit
like,
out of those
crocodiles. Are you yanking on the wall? Is that what's happening? Are you yanking on the wall?
Yes, I'm going to run
okay.
as fast as I can to rip that thing out of the wall.
Okay.
And then go beat up the crocodiles.
The crocodiles?
All right.
Yeah. The two guys that are in the dungeon with us.
So you take off running across.
Us, but now that we're in the dungeon.
Running across the this dungeon room. And you're feeling good. You're feeling like this is super powerful. Mm-hmm. And... all of a sudden, your arms just yank behind you and pulling at your wrist just a little bit. And it was a solid pull, but it does not seem like these things are going to budge at all.
Well, that sucks. Disasterina, can you reach
the bra? Okay, I'm going to try to go over there and reach the bra.
You can't. No slack. Can't get there.
Oh. Okay. Do the chains, do they have locks on them?
Nope.
Oh, do they need are magic? Welded shut?
Yes.
Can your tail reach the bra? Can your tail do anything?
My tail is getting all frisky, and it tries to wrap around these chains and neutralize them.
Okay. Your tail wraps around the chain and
pulls it and tries to.
It's just sort of just undulating on the chain like a snake on a branch. Bogtorn just looks at you and he's like,
I'll just stop you right there, ladies. It's, them chains ain't, going anywhere.
What do you know?
Yeah, how'd you end up down here?
Well, that is a long story.
I'm not interested in that because you're so evil. We don't like you.
Dang.
You gave us those tatties and then we infected the woman. She died. You happy about that?
You killed that woman.
You did.
What did I miss?
You killed this woman up in the in the house.
Oh my god.
With your tainted
lady.
Things.
Oh, you offend more delicate sensibilities.
You don't look very delicate.
We are not murderers.
How did you get down here?
Especially, we wouldn't poison anyone. Come on.
Well, I don't trust you at all. I don't believe you.
I don't trust you very much either, but I think if we're going to get out of here, we're going to have to work together,
A suggestion? Stupid Dumbo.
He stands up and he kind of ruffles his feathers, and as he walks, he does like this. With his, like, so they have like these really like crocodilian heads, but like bird bodies. So he's just kind of walking around like,
well, I do have an idea, see? Just so happens that crocodile tears are very corrosive to certain metals, you know?
That sounds
intriguing.
We gotta make him cry.
See, therein lies the problem.
Oh no.
I can't make myself cry.
I accidentally killed a kitten one time.
I've eaten lots of kittens.
What makes you sad? What is this?
Are you an orphan?
Darkest secrets? Are you an orphan?
Are you you're sad because you're ostracized? Well, how about we tickle you and you laugh so much that you cry?
Hold on. What is this?
Well, we
tickling?
Haven't tried it.
Tell us about your childhood. We have time.
I don't think we have time for that.
All right, I'm going. Tickling. I'm going over and
so
tickling.
So go over there. Okay.
Tickling.
Slack just barely reaches him.
Okay. I'm tickling.
Can we just give me a D20 roll? No response.
You're not very good at tickling.
Not ticklish at all.
What else we're gonna get with? How we gonna do this?
Tears.
I cry when I listen to Beyonce. Does anybody have a?
Let me see what kind of spells I have.
A track.
That might be copywritten.
I'm just kidding. Beyonce doesn't make me cry. Really. So what makes you cry?
I got an idea. Hey everybody! Okay,
tools. This is that episode.
What makes you cry?
This is the healing.
I'm going
episode.
To kick him in his crotch as hard as I possibly can.
Do kick it. Him in his crocodile.
Yes, absolutely. That'll make you cry. I go whoa!
You don't even wait.
No, I don't wait for Eddie to confer.
Give me a strength roll. A strength check.
I get a lot of strengths.
Okay, so, and then you 13. Add your, okay, so, he goes, and like you see his eyes bulge out a little bit, and he like lifts off the ground a little bit, he's like,
okay,
streaming down.
Put my chains
you
over.
Put the chains, okay,
underneath.
So as it like hits the metal, you get the sizzle, and ping! Your shackles fall off.
Oh,
he's like crying on his own shackles.
Disaster in his free.
So what?
14 altogether.
So I am going to turn him around and put him on the chain that leads from him to the wall, so I get that corrosive, and that goes too.
Okay, so you.
So his hands are still together, but the chain from the hands to the wall. I'm going to.
So you stop. You're trying to stop him from crying on his shackles.
Yes.
But just okay. So, all right. So give me a sleight of hand.
Yeah,
check.
Restrain him. Ooh. Yeah. Well, good job, Zester.
You are able to smack his hands out of the way.
Good.
And you deflect, and he cries on the chain. But so it dissolves that, so he's free. But now he's still shackled.
I'm going to direct him over to the other people chained up, and he's going to cry on their handcuffs and get them all free.
Yes, get me out.
So give me a strength check here. Oh, rolling hot tonight.
Yeah.
You are easily able to maintain a grasp on Eggborn and... Yeah, so you're able to free Felony and Zochi.
Now convert them. Roll.
And then he's
convert
them.
That's a really
them.
Good idea. So the people, there's one crying, there are two like hanging out, right? So I'm going to talk to them about disaster analogy, and I'm going to talk to them about the beauty of the world and nature and everything, and how you know, the benefits of following me is you get to serve me for a billion years. And at the end of that, you can sign up again if you did a good job. And, you know, just a good, just a nice feeling inside of you, in your body.
It never goes away, that good feeling.
Yes.
I can testify.
So you guys are all jumping on board here.
I will jump on. Yeah. It
can be a charisma.
If we convert
them. I like when I feel good inside.
Help us escape.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. They just blankly stare at you. As you're talking, Bogthorn walks over and cries on his two brothers.
What?
You were so into telling the story that you didn't notice that now they're all free.
Hmm. But we're all still locked in this dungeon.
We're all still locked in the dungeon.
Yes.
So but we're all free.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so what's our... I'm going to say, hey, okay, guys, what is the plan over here? What are we going to do?
Well, now I think... we need to get the gods in here, you know what I mean?
Right.
With the gods or the guards?
Just what I said.
Which one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay. The ones up there or the ones over there?
Or both.
Who's persuasive?
Don't confuse him.
Okay, stupid.
He's doing this, like, bird head thing.
You got a great idea?
What's your persuasion? You want to yell for the guards and persuade them about disasterology so we can get them in here.
Well, the thing is, we talk to and get them over here, then maybe these people who we know are not good are going to chat at them and, you know, put them against us or something.
Listen, crocodiles. What are you going to do when you leave here, when you get out of here? If we help you, you help us. What's going on here?
Well, I'll say we go all separate ways and never speak of this embarrassing situation.
Hmm. How can we trust you that you're not going to stab us in the back?
We are in a dungeon and I don't see much other options. And it's not like I want to be working with you.
I have a fantastic idea. I'm going to do a spell. And the spell is going to be Zone of Truth. And we're going to ask him some questions. And he's going to tell us the real answer.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Right.
Do you know how that works? The Zone of Truth?
I thought you know.
I could look it up. You had Zone of Truth.
Here, when in doubt, roll for it.
Here, I got the books.
All right, if you can find it before I Google it.
I don't have any spells.
Basically.
I do, but they didn't
basically,
print.
Eggborg can still this. Cannot really deceive, but he can sort of try to change the subject. But he has to tell the truth.
Okay, you create a magical zone that guards against deception in a 15-foot radius sphere centered on a point of your choice. Until the spell ends, a creature that enters the spell's area for the first time or on a turn or starts its turn there must make a charisma saving throw. On a failed save, a creature can't speak a deliberate lie within the radius. You know whether each creature succeeds or fails on the saving throw. An affected creature is aware of the spell and can thus avoid answering questions to which it would normally respond to a lie.
Wisdom saving.
All right, so...
So get the truth, and then when you get the guards
so
in
you're
here,
casting Zone of Truth on him?
I'll jump the guards, because I'm
okay.
Big.
That's a good idea.
So you wave your hand, and you see this, like, mystical, magical, like...
And you can make us...
Truth Zone.
Chokers.
Yeah.
It seems, He's like,
Okay,
what was that?
So I did it work or not?
You want to ask him some questions?
Yes, okay, so if we are going to team up here, are you just going to run away or try to double cross us or something?
Well,
and not cooperate?
The idea is we get out and then we'll run away.
So when we get out, you're going to double cross us?
If going that way and you go that way is a double cross, then yes.
Do you trust him?
Well,
it sounds like he's going to work with us up until we get to the exit.
So we can just kill him.
Do you
if
really
he decides
want
to
hang out with us afterwards?
No.
Yes, I want your skin.
So you're going to help us, and we're going to help you, and we're going to get out of here, and you're not going to turn us in or do anything bad to us because we're helping you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Let's trust him. Even
can
if
we shake
one.
On this? We need a pact.
Well, this is the zone of truth. This is the
like
zone
weird
of truth.
Little like crocodile hand with ew, feathers comes out.
I'll take it. All right.
All right.
And he, like, wipes it out.
Yeah. Get the guards in here, Disasterina, and I will attack them.
Okay, how do... I'm going to ask the Boysenberry. So, Boysenberry, he hops up. Are they still around, Boysenberry boys?
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Boysenberry pops up.
So, oh, hello! You're awake, thank God!
So Boysenberry.
Yes.
What do you think is the best way to get the guards over here to open the door for us?
Oh, well, I do know the Devil Daddies love fear. They feed on fear.
Oh, no.
Maybe if one of you were to present them with a tasty meal, they might come rushing. Oh. Even the guards. Oh,
I'm easily scarable. You can use me.
Does anybody have a spider we can put on Zojimochi?
I mean, you look scary enough.
Oh! Okay, Zochi's really
scared. Guards, quick! Guards, quick! She fears this thing that is in this dungeon.
So, you, upon that, hearing that, you see Popcorn Eggborn, which is like hulking crocodile. Like, he's huge. He's
coming over to you. Crocodiles.
He's coming over to
you. Wow.
And, like, he's all slobbery, and it looks like he's about to attack you.
Wow.
And he, like, slams you up against the wall, and he's holding you up.
Buy me dinner first.
And then you're shouting at the guards.
Get me. Wait, me?
Huh? Were you shouting for
the
guards?
I thought you were going
to get him. You're shouting for the... Oh, guards! The popcorn, the ironically large popcorn, is attacking my friend, and we don't know what to do. We need your help.
I'm saying similar things. Guard, there's an attack happening, and somebody's really afraid.
Somebody help me already.
Hey, guards!
You hear a shuffle.
She's dying!
You hear a shuffle on the door, and then a little, like, slide open. You see this, like, squid eye, and it's, like, going...
Hey, get in here quickly. She's dying.
What's going on in there? What are you doing?
All these accents.
Aren't you supposed to be in the chains? It doesn't look like you're... Wait.
And then you see, like, the eye go away, and this little, like, tentacle goes, and it, like, points directly towards you.
It's
like, goes in, you hear, cling, clong, cling.
Well, now I want sushi.
And the door opens, and then two nether daddies walk in. What are you doing? What's going on in here?
All right, since I have double attack when someone's not paying attention to me, I'm going to roll and attack them from behind.
Okay, so you just, awesome. Like, sneak attacking?
Sneak attack.
All right.
You 18. Advantage,
but you're not going to need it for that. Okay. So tell me how you're attacking them.
How many are there? One.
Oh, there's two.
Two.
One's like sort of in the door, and the other one's like further in, and he started walking towards Zochi. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to attack the one that's least close to Zochi because the crocodiles, I'm presumably, are going to attack that one.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So I rolled an 18.
Okay. So, yeah, you, all
right. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me how you go about it.
I jump. No, I tackle from the bottom. If they have tentacles, I knock them out from there.
So they have like a normal body, but their face is like tentacles. Kind of like Cthulhu.
I'm going to like football check him. Just
okay.
Body.
Just plow over
okay.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a, also roll for strength. Give me a strength check.
Okay. It's 14 plus 2.
Okay.
16.
All right. So boom, good. You smash into him. You both go skittering across the floor. You guys see Greg. He came out of the shadows and blew the purple smoke in the other guy's face. Mm. And he just thump down on the floor.
Purple smoke.
And then all of you guys look at each other. It's that same purple smoke that knocked you guys out when you got robbed.
Oh, never
mind. If you remember it. You sure you want some?
Augusta, save some for later.
So now you all look at each other and Bogthorn is like,
think we should go now. Yeah. We gotta be quiet. We ain't got any weapons right now.
Get the bra. I grabbed the bra.
Uh-huh. I'm going to grab the hair.
Okay. So you have a tuft of blonde hair.
Tuft of blonde
and
hair.
And you have the bra of holding.
What's in the bra of holding again?
The goblet.
Well, are you going to put it on? Or?
I put it on the bra. Or let's give it to Xochitl. Xochitl needs something.
Do I?
Xochitl put on the bra, which may or may not have the goblet in it.
And now my tits are like in my face.
You want to reach in there and see if there's anything in there?
Reach in that bra.
Oh. Is there anything in there? Does somebody want to reach in for me?
Shit, there's nothing in there.
Nothing's in there.
I was in there.
Well, I mean, there were tits in there. Well, that doesn't interest me.
To be fair, you missed the, it's only the wearer can reach in.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Reach in there, girl.
Your arm, it feels like your arm goes in, like, this weird void. You don't even feel your body.
That's weird. And, she's elbows deep.
And you're feeling something that feels like a goblet.
Mm-hmm.
And, I forget. Did she put anything else in there?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, you're feeling a goblet.
Okay. I'm coming back out. I got something. It's in my hand.
Don't know yet.
I'm going to ask you, lady over here, if she has a crop.
Okay.
I'm feeling around to see if I still have another crop, if they found it or not.
Yes, it's still there.
It's still here. It's in my hole. Got it.
So maybe we should sneak out of here, right?
Yeah. Let's boogie.
So we have everything we need. We have the goblet and we have
the crop.
I don't like these guys. Let's just get out.
We have the bra.
What's the best way out, Boysenberry boy?
I don't know. I've never been in here before.
Okay, I talked to Eggborn. What's the best way to get out of here?
So you guys lean out and you see to the left, you can hear like kind of like thudding electronic music, just like sort of off in the distance. Mm-hmm. And then to the right, you see, and it's like, it's pretty dimly lit. There's like only a couple torches every once in a while. But to the right, it seems like the path goes down. But Bogthorn looks at you and he's like,
well, I was awake when they brought us in and we got to go to the right to get out of here. If we go to the left, that leads right to the ballroom. And trust me, you don't want to be in the ballroom.
Well, what's in the ballroom?
A lot of things you don't want to be there for.
Can I sneak in the shadows ahead to see if the road less traveled is the safer road?
Great idea.
You're going to go to the right?
Or wait, or should I check out the ballroom?
No.
Sneak in, like, see what's going on.
These people made me a statue. So, let's not deal with them.
I'm going to sneak ahead. Do I roll for that?
Yeah. Give me a... Okay, so you're
very sneaky.
They're waiting on you, and then so it goes down, and then there's a slight left turn. Right around the left, you see what looks like a little like guard post area where presumably those guys are hanging out. There's like a few scattered bits of random things on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a chest next to the...
We should have killed them before we left.
You see a chest next to the table. And then you also see the hallway continuing down, but you don't see anybody.
Well, we gotta look in the chest.
Okay. Well, we're waiting for you to take signals.
Do you wanna go back and get them, or do you wanna go ahead and look in the chest?
I'm alone.
I'm gonna leave your ass! No.
I mean, what could happen?
Yeah, let's look in the chest.
Look in the chest.
And then I'll bring it back.
Okay, so.
You've gone this far.
You reach down to open up the chest.
Maybe I should have. Too late.
It's too late.
What did you want to do?
I said I got scared to open the chest, so I went, "Hey, you guys." Psst.
Okay.
And you caught up.
Okay.
And now it's open.
So okay, everybody's with you. So Eggborn's like,
"Oh, I think that's where they keep the weapons. Well, I think we need to get in there."
And he goes down. And he's like. And his weird little crocodilian hand.
Yeah.
And he, like, does some weird, like, he's, like, sticking it in the lock. And then he's, like.
And the lock goes, oh, yeah.
And you hear. Yes. You hear a slight. And you hear. Right. Click. Click.
Ka-chunk.
Mm. And then it pops up. And everybody's weapons is in there, including the Eggborns.
All right.
God. All right.
I'm going to get my sword back and whatever. If there's anything else in there,
just
our weapons?
Yeah, and the Eggborns, which they're already grabbing theirs.
All right.
Loading up.
Sounds good.
I don't think we should linger around these parts. So all right. I'm saying we get going.
All right, the rogue.
So you probably have like a dagger.
Yeah, which are these
crossbow.
Guys?
Sorry, I was looking at her weapons.
Yeah. So he's Bogthorn tells you,
"It's if we follow this, there's the way out, and it should be."
You guys are kind of like sneaking, I assume.
Like,
okay.
And
but
he keeps...
I'm slightly suspicious if Foghorn was.
If Foghorn
was knocked out of consciousness and brought into this dungeon, how does he know the exact way?
He said he was awake when they got brought.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Oh, I know who's coming.
Oh, mysterious.
All right, sorry. We continue. I'm still suspicious of him.
Okay. So he's looking up as you guys. And he's like,
there is. There's a ventilation shaft. Or think we need to get out of here. We can't go out the front. They'll see us out the front. We ought to go up there and get down into rot pits and get out through the rot pits.
As long as you
go
first.
That's where we came in, right? That's where I came in, right?
You look and it looks like a shaft that's similar to what you remember coming into.
God.
Mm. But it seems like it's hard to tell if it's the same shaft, but I mean, you're aware that there are shafts. And that doesn't...
Why are we taking a shaft down? We should take a shaft that goes up to the surface, right?
I'd prefer to take an uncut shaft.
Why? Beaten to it.
I'm in ventilation system.
It's not the most direct way, but it's the safest way because they throw all the bodies down there in the rot pits, and there's plenty of ventilation, so it ain't stinking up the whole place.
Oh. Let's do it.
All right.
He says it's not going to lie. This is going to help us.
It's going to smell real bad, but let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh. So he, chicken scratch, walks up, and then he tries to jump up. a little fluttering. So he looks at Popcorn, and Popcorn just grabs him
cute.
Tosses him up there. And he climbs in, and then Popcorn tosses up Egg, or Greg, and then he climbs up there himself, leaving you guys. What would you like to do?
I guess, who's the heaviest of us?
Me. I would assume me, if I'm at work.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're at work.
Okay, I'm going to climb on
if
my
I'm
shoulders.
At work. Okay.
I'm going to work. And jump into the shaft.
Okay. You seem to have no problem doing that.
Okay.
And then, so who wants to go next?
I'll climb up on Felony.
That's fine. I help her up, and I can be last because I have stealth and sleight of hand. So if anyone's coming from behind,
Okay. So, all right. So the only way that you're going to get up there is if someone helps you.
Oh, well, I'm going to reach down and help her up.
Okay.
Use your tail to bring her up.
There you go. Tail is already doing it.
You give me an athletics check, and you give me a. Strength check. You offering the tail?
Is that your tail?
Well, the tail is offering its own. It has a mind of its own,
right? Tail already goes down there. Are you going to grab the tail or are you going to grab her hand?
Go for
the tail.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're the last one standing
tail.
There.
Yeah.
You want the tail? Okay. All right. So that was okay. So now give me an animal handling check.
Animal handling?
Uh-huh. Yeah, where's and then you need to give me an athletics check.
Uh-huh. And?
Okay, all right. And then you need athletics check, Felony,
from you.
15.
Oh, all right.
5.
Okay,
20.
And what do you want your tail to do?
Well, my tail is long and it curls up, so it's going to grab her by the arm and bring the whole thing up.
Okay.
And she's going to be up there, right?
We're here. We're all here.
I was really hoping you were going to fail on that one because that was going to be fun. But hey. All right. You guys get up there, no problem. And the shaft, you'll remember as you came in, it's you can't stand up completely, but it is wide enough for two people to walk side by side, but you have to be kind of crouched.
Okay.
And you guys can see up the ways. It's pretty dark in here. But,
well, I can see fine.
I can see fine.
And
I have dark vision.
Yeah, so you all have dark vision, so it's not a big deal. We don't have to deal with lighting torches and all that boring stuff. So you see the Eggborns a little bit further ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys going to follow them?
I still don't trust them.
Hey, but Zone of Jewels. They said they weren't going to double cross us.
Yeah, let's follow.
We're following them.
We're following
them. How do we know the spell worked?
Because it said in the book it. I should know.
Okay. Oh,
seriously.
Okay. So the further you walk into the shaft, you start to notice this really just rancid smell.
Oh,
and it's getting stronger and stronger.
And now every once in a while there is, you come to a, there's a hole and mm-hmm. you see just like nothing down in it.
We were warned not to fall in those by, who warned us not to fall in those?
Was I it think that was Parmy John.
Parmy John. Oh, the little guy at the
Rogan room.
Yeah. Army John. Army. He's going to get upset if you...
Yes, so avoiding those
These
holes.
Names
yes.
make me so, so hungry.
So they've already... The Eggborns have already hopped over the hole, so what are you guys... you guys just going to toss it over it?
Yeah, we're going to...
Yeah. Okay. So, well, roll me a perception check. Everybody.
Oh, but yeah, I have divine sense, so I can sense things.
Okay. I'm stealthy.
Different things, but...
I'm stealthy okay. AF.
What does everybody got?
18.
Oh, no.
Well, he's going first anyway.
Okay. So you notice that there is some sludge and muck on the edges. So,
ooh,
yeah, it looks like very slippery.
There is also a dog on the edge.
Yeah.
What's the dog doing down here?
Push it in.
So how do you guys want to handle this hole? And then the Eggborns, they're still slowly. They're like.
How did they get over?
You saw them. They just went. They kind of like glid, like
they glided.
They're not creatures of flight, but they're sort of like birds that have their wings clipped. They can get a little bit of a chicken. Glide going.
Well, how wide
throw
is it?
Them
how
over?
Wide is it? It's about like three. Well, let's say it's about like four feet across.
Oh come
can
on!
Can I throw them over, or are they
you
able
try
to jump?
You want
to
try?
I'm just gonna jump.
It looks like you could jump.
Oh, let's just jump.
Okay.
You want to jump?
Sure.
You got legs?
Who's going first? Are you guys all going at the same time?
They're padded.
Well, just so you know, our stealthy character over here should probably go first, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Roll for it!
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So that's athletics. Mm-hmm.
Plus 5. 13.
Okay. All right, so...
Could be worse.
You get a running start, and you leap.
I'm not athletic.
And as you're leaping, your foot slides a little bit on this side, oh, so you kind of you miss it just a little bit. But you get a good enough distance, and then you hit the other side, and you slide a little bit. Like, you land, you know. And,
it's
but
slippery,
you kind of slip,
y'all.
You know. So you're across.
Whew, don't slip.
Okay, I'm going to run over.
Okay.
I'm just going to jump.
You're going to do the jump, too?
Jump.
Same thing. Athletics.
It's only 4 feet.
I have like zero plus. Athletics.
Plus.
Correct. In fact, you have
okay.
a negative.
Yep. So
I do.
You're able to jump over, no problem. And you don't even slip when you jump over.
So you have what's done. You want to jump over a hole? You talk to me.
Oh,
this
me?
A hole jumper.
Jumper. So I'm a little concerned because I'm not athletic. I'm just here to wield spells and shit.
Hey, hold on to my tail.
Can I hold on to...
My tail is 4 foot long, so I'm going to put my tail over there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pull her. When she grabs onto
okay.
it, I'm going to pull her.
Okay.
Let's
see if this works.
16! Oh! Right. Minus
so,
one.
Thank the stars.
You're able to... Well, give me an animal handling check.
Yeah!
Okay. That's a good thing that you... Okay,
easy,
so
easy.
You're actually able to jump over probably without really much help from the tail.
Oh.
It sort of was just in your way, but it kind of it sort of wraps around you. And
did I like?
Sure
I totally
you...
just ran across it.
Get on that tail, girl.
So
that's how we jump.
Are you guys catching up with the Eggborns now?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you know that this. You notice the smell is getting just like increasingly worse and worse.
It's the chili.
Ripped one.
You see the Eggborn standing next to the other hole, and they look down and they're like, "Yep, this is the one." And you look down. You see it's a pretty long drop, but it seems like there's some weird murky water down there, and like towards the like if you're staring down the hole this way. You can see a faint light, but you can't, like, with the edge of everything, you can't tell what it's coming from.
Even
but you
with
see light.
Our, even with our.
Well,
vision.
Yeah, because it's like the stone of the, you know, like the ledge is covering up the angle that you could see. You
okay.
know what I mean? Because it, like, kind of drops down, and so you can only see that so far.
Okay.
So, Eggborns are like, all right, well, we're going to jump down there now.
Okay, you go first. You know the way.
No.
Jump on that. Be our guest. Jump on that.
Naked chicken.
He walks out of the thing and he goes. and just like kind of flutters down. You see him like kind of like glide.
Oh, I hate them, but they're so cute.
And it's like he's going in like a spiral and then lands like sort of next to that murky pond or whatever that you see down there. And his brothers follow suit, and they all seem to kind of gracefully make it down.
Right. Ooh, there's going to be like a monster in that pond.
Hmm. Let's see. Well, I guess we just got to go down there, right?
Let's do it. I'm fine with jumping.
I'm fine with jumping,
Let's
too,
jump.
We all
well,
hold hands.
You don't actually have wings, so we'll catch you if you want.
Yes, please catch us.
Okay.
They're liars.
I'm a rogue, so I'm just going to jump.
Okay.
And be fine.
So you're jumping to just jump down there. Okay.
I'm
going to
jump
gonna...
slash, like, grab onto things and, like, ricochet over things and land.
Okay. Give me an athletics check, and you're jumping down there, and you're going to jump in. You're going to aim for the eggborns so they catch you.
Well, are all of them in just waiting for us to...
Yeah, they're like...
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
16.
So, 16? Okay. So you jump down, and you're able to... Okay, so you got a 9. And who are you? Are you jumping?
Yeah.
Nice. Where are you going? Are you jumping for the eggborns, or are you just jumping like down?
I'm just going for it.
Okay. So you're just going. All right. So you jump down. Well, okay. In the order. Okay. So Felony, you jump down first, and you're doing this cool like, and then.
well, I'm so cool.
And then, there, one of the walls is extra slimy, so you slip, you lose your balance, and you start falling backwards. You pretty much like take this cool swan dive, and you look so graceful falling,
beautiful.
And you're like just like, and like everything seems to be.
I give Felony a wink on my way down,
right? Well, as I'm like, you look at Felony to give her a wink, and she falls back into you. And you both collide and start spiraling down.
What?
And you just plop in this, like, disgusting, terrible muck.
My bad.
So you jumped and you're aiming for the eggborns.
I've been in stickier situations.
Okay, so, Oh, yeah, that's not good.
What was it? What does he have?
Something he shouldn't have.
Oh. There's another creature down in the dungeon. What is it?
Oh my goodness!
Whoa!
The creature has taken something.
It's a slime corgi.
Okay, so, all right. So you aim for the eggborns,
yep.
And they're like, huh? They're watching you, and they see them fall and plop in the thing, and they laugh, and then they forget that you're falling as well.
No, they forget.
So you fall right next to them, smash into a rock, and then slide off the rock and fall into the muck pit.
They fall.
There was no avoiding this.
You were gonna fall into the muck pit. Something tells me you wrote us falling into the muck pit.
Actually, there was a chance that you couldn't. So you get, you take 6 points of damage from falling onto the rock.
Ugh.
And trusting the eggborns to catch you.
I'm going to roll for a dry cleaner.
So you guys are in this muck, and since you have dark vision, you can see that, you know, you're moving around, and then there's just this, like, weird wet crunchies and squishies, and there's some, like... There's some, let's see, okay, yeah. So the smell is just absolutely overwhelming.
It's going to be a Star Wars moment.
As you try to, like, move around, you notice that, yeah, you're just in, like, piles of rotting bodies. And not like, of all types of creatures. And none of them have brains. So, okay. Now, all of you give me a perception.
That's because they're nether daddies.
Oddly enough, none of them seem to be nether daddies. So everybody give me a perception check. Ooh, sorry.
You're fine. Oh, a 19. 15. She's rolling hot.
Okay. All right, so you guys all perception. Seem to... All right, so
plus
you...
two.
You're good.
Oh, yeah, you're good. So you start to notice a really strange ripple in the bodies.
Oh, okay.
You're wondering, is it just, are you guys moving around? Is that why it's moving?
Waiting for the squid.
Where's the ripple coming from?
It seems to be like, so say this
towards
this
us,
like,
maybe?
It's about like a 10-foot radius, I guess, this pit.
Okay.
And you see back behind Felony, it's behind Disasterina, you start, it's like a little ripple. Your instincts are telling you that you guys should get out of the pit as quickly as possible.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Eggborns are standing on some rock, and if you look all around, there's little like outcroppings of rock that are next to the wall that sort of frame this puddle. So which directions are you trying to get out and
out?
You know, like just you're
yeah,
trying
just
to get...
trying to get to the easiest way to get out.
Okay. So you're closest to the Eggborns, so you climb up. They actually even kind of help you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, give me, let's see.
I've seen enough movies. I know what's coming.
Let's do another athletics check.
Let's just do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very athletic. 23.
Okay.
Swimming.
So yeah, another one? So you're like just barreling through this stuff. You get onto
a nine.
Okay, so you get into the outcropping, furthest away from the Eggborns and Disasterina. You're having a problem. You feel like a little stuck in this.
Oh
muck.
Yeah, I do feel that.
Damn it.
But it's so you're sort of there. You're closest to her.
Okay.
And
I also have rope and a crossbow.
She's got rope. God bless it.
Okay. So
just so y'all know.
So you guys are both out, and just the smell is just so intense and terrible.
Zochi, throw me a rope!
Are you stuck? Can I save her?
I'm out. So
you're stuck currently. And you're about 3 feet away from the cropping that Felony is on.
Okay.
But he can't seem to get moving.
Okay, so I'm going to pull out my bow and arrow and tie this rope to it, and I'm going to shoot it in your direction. You're going to grab it, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to pull me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So as you're doing that, you guys see these twisted, tarry roots. They start to connect all of these bodies.
Oh, no.
And you hear the roots snap and they buckle the bodies together, and then like they're folding bodies over, and these bodies keep forming into bigger, like a big mass.
What is this Resident Evil
and
bullshit?
the whole pile of rot seems to be alive, and you hear a horrible roar.
Wait a minute, is this Salazar?
Salaman? What?
Salaman?
Salad bar.
So you hear this horrible roar as this whole writhing mash lashes out at you and bites at you with the dozens of rotting mouths.
Here.
It's like, it's almost like a big, crazy, it's like a tidal wave.
It's my parents.
Like rotting bodies. And they're all headed straight. It looks like this wave is coming up and it's about to just crash on you.
Great. So you got to pull me out real quick.
And that's where we're taking a break.
Horse mackerel.
So we're going to say 5-minute break, and we will be back in 5. Okay. And we will pick up the epic of Dungeon Queen.
Dun, dun.
Dungeon Queen. Oh, Dungeon Queen. Oh.
I'm slobbering on this chili.
Plus 3 chili.
Delicious. Love so much.
Are we back?
Yep, we're back.
Okay. So, got a few announcements here. We actually got affiliated.
Woo! Yay!
So, thank you guys all for the support and the follows, and that's really awesome. And we are going to discuss tonight what our emote is going to be. But we've already had a few subscribers and a few people that tipped some bits. Thank you, Pactmaker. Thank you, Laxus Live.
Yay!
Thank you, Debonair Toast.
Ooh, I like that screen name.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dooladder.
Mm-hmm.
Dooladar. Oh, yes, I'm recognizing some of these. Thank you, Gay. Gay.
Gay.
And also, thank you, Ruby G79. I think that's it, but
and yeah. Just now, Bits of String and Jess Elvis.
Ooh, thanks, Jess Elvis and Bits of String.
Are those Bits
Ooh.
Of String? No, I'm afraid
are
not.
Are those some subs? Did they sub?
Or is that what is just now? Or
yeah, oh.
Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
And thank you so much, everybody.
We are one episode away from our season one finale, but by no means does that mean we're done here. We're just wrapping this story up, and we plan on continuing. So yes, please give us that. We definitely appreciate the subs. Make it rain the bits. We'd all love that. They're all taking a lot of time to get dressed up and come play D&D with me. So. Yes, we appreciate any donations. And if you don't do bits, you can click the tip jar just the under tip. The video player.
But that's
yes,
bad. Just the tip. Clip the tip jar.
Yep, just the clip, tip, whatever. Anyways.
Ooh, click my tip jar.
I know where the clip is, okay?
I doubt
even though
it.
I'm gay.
Well, but anyways, thank you guys so much. And now back to the exciting story. So, as we left off, Zochi was having a hard time getting out of the muck. And you're being rushed at by this
sounds
giant...
Sounds like your year, girl.
Oh my god.
Being rushed by a giant wave of strung together, decaying, brainless bodies. That, by all means, looks like it's trying to eat you.
That's hot.
So let's go ahead and everybody roll initiative.
Yeah, girl.
Oh.
16.
I got a 1.
All right, easy. So
you're the one stuck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's
so.
Wow. Wow. So I just realized
okay.
I
got gotcha.
We got what you got, Felony? Spells.
16.
I got an 8. So. It's an infinity.
What do we roll?
I got
for?
An infinity.
She got a sideways 8.
So that means the universe has talked to me and says you can do whatever you like and you get initiative.
You can do whatever you like.
Okay.
The universe wears off after about 6 hours, huh?
Mine's about
okay.
20 minutes.
So you see this muck monster and. It's having a hard, it's like sort of swaying, like it's trying to like will itself to just flop over Zochi. But it seems to be taking
fly.
A second to get there. It's trying to, I don't know, it's all like weird and disjointed. So you have a chance to act first. What would you like to do?
Oh, initiative.
Let's see. Did
all
she.
All of us or just.
So initiative. So now we're in like combat phase. So we have to go in turn order. So you rolled the highest initiative. So you get to go first, and then it'll go after that. Disasterina, you're up, and then it's the muck monster's turn.
Oh,
and
great!
Zochi can go.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'm going to let her die and steal her man.
Oh,
no, just kidding.
You know he's hot.
She was getting out the rope and the arrow. Did that happen?
Yes, she was still doing that. So, but it's not with how the initiative rolls played out. She's not going to have that done before the muck monster has a chance to do some stuff. So it's kind of all on you right now.
Balls. So then.
This is all your fault.
Sorry, that's what my parents don't like. I could shoot a crossbow at the tentacle, and I do have amazing perception.
Okay, so for right now, what it seems like is like all the tentacles have pulled the bodies together into like this big crazy mass. So right now, it's just a big mass of bodies that are held together by weird tentacles.
Are they like puppets?
That's what it looks like, yeah. Okay. Like as it sways, you see some of the bodies kind of come out a little bit further. It almost looks like it's playing, like they're like puppets, yeah.
Okay.
Like the like puppet bodies.
So do I go for the heart of the beast and hope it lets go of Zochi, or do I try and get Zochi? I can't reach her, and I don't have a rope. So I have to...
She's about like what did I say like 4 feet three or four feet away from you. So
I mean I could jump in and then grab her and roll to get away.
Can I summon my familiar? My fine familiar level 1 spell.
Yeah, on your turn if that's what you want to do.
I'm going to go for the heart of the beast, because even if we get Xochitl free, I feel like it's not giving up.
Good right. idea. Good thinking.
So I'm going to shoot an arrow into the mass that I believe to be the center of the beast.
Okay. And are you still holding the nether crop?
Yes. It's in my it's in
jacket,
my,
right?
It's in my person.
Okay.
It's not. It's not. Can I? Are you suggesting I use the nether crop?
You can do whatever you like to do.
What does it do?
Spanks. I could spank it.
Oh.
Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I just want to make sure that you guys are all, and you have the goblet in your bra.
She has the goblet in her bra.
Yeah.
So if we lose her, we lose the goblet. So I'm going for the heart of the beast with my...
Do it.
With my...
I have
okay.
saved.
All right, give me an attack roll. Okay, and then... Oh, man, does it not have that? It was a... What was it? It was a plus two.
For my... Which one?
Yeah, for the crossbow, I think.
Oh, yeah. On sneak attack, though.
Okay, yeah, because it is... Yeah.
Is it okay. distracted with her?
Yes, it is.
And yes.
Okay.
I'm the target.
So I get a 15.
Well, actually, sorry. It's got eyes on all sides of it. So while it's going for her, it sees you.
Great.
So I attack it with a 13.
Okay. Plus two. So, yes, that's a hit.
I hit it.
Okay. So you load an arrow. Okay, so roll the damage. Roll that.
I hit it, but do I quit it?
Oh.
So
one.
You fire off an arrow.
I'm going to save you, girl.
Yeah.
You see, one, like, body starts to, like, lean out towards Xochitl, and your arrow just zips its jaw off, and it's...
Wow.
And it sort of falls into the fold and scooped back up and recycled into this giant, gross thing. What would you like to do?
I'm going to take my divine inspiration from the universe, and I'm going to jump right on top of this motherfucker with my big sword,
I'm
going to slice it... Right into and destroy it.
Okay.
With the might of Disasterino, my deity, I put all my energy into it.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Plus.
Plus she gets plus 20 for enthusiasm.
Right. I do like the enthusiasm. Okay.
Still alive, girl.
Now give me.
I'm hanging out.
Give me a. An acrobatics check as well, because you're leaping over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
So you run, you leap. Give me a roll for the damage.
Yes.
Right. You land right on its back, and you just mighty cleave, and it just like sear, like you just swipe off like. Half of it and like cut like at least three bodies in half, and you see the and they like the a big chunk of it flies off and then you see like it sort of reform with other bodies that are sort of just pulled up from this funnel, and it just like reforms.
Okay, my second attack I'm going to do divine smite.
Okay, you know what that does?
No.
Okay, well let's look it up.
Divine smite, it's a magic thing. And it does damage to monsters.
You're going to smite it for its sins.
That's right. It's sinning right now. Hurting my friends. That's a big. The biggest sin is hurting my friends.
It was probably eating shrimp on Friday, too.
How dare they?
Huge sin.
Shrimp cocktail?
At the end of the day. So you know what's the
friends smite? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Worse.
Hurting friends okay.
right,
and
so,
eating shrimp on
all
right,
so you can expend a spell to deal radiant damage.
Yes, radiant okay. to get the radiant route.
All right, so give me an attack roll first. So roll the d20.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a critical hit.
What does that mean?
That means that's a 20. Critical hit. So when you roll a natural 20, that's really, really good. So
finally, I got good dice.
You're
this
naturally
week.
So good.
So roll the normal damage. And then also...
This is no normal damage. This thing is going to take a lot.
Okay, so there's that. And then roll this guy.
It's a one. Yay.
Oh, that's the wrong one. My bad. You want this one.
Come on, bro!
Roll it again.
Woo! Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
Eight.
Illustrate how this... How well, all right, so...
So you're still on the back of it, and it's like slowly, like you're starting to sink into the muck of it. But you pull this like really awesome like Highlander moment, like divine smite of Disasterina.
Yes.
And then you just like you bring it down, and you just cleave right through the middle of this thing, and just like, and you just it's like this you guys see this blinding blue light just. Or not blue light, just white light just radiate from the middle. And from where you guys can see, you just see like a little laser thin beam of light between, you know, the two halves of it. Okay. And then all of a sudden it goes and it splits in half.
Oh, gosh.
And you just see like Disasterina standing there like looking super badass.
I love this thing.
Quick, take out my camera.
Both of the halves. They fall to the side, and it seems they're struggling to start reforming again.
Maybe we should just get on out of here. Now, Xochimochi, nobody's attacking Xochi anymore.
I'm still stuck. Is it still coming after me?
So, well, it was about to. It got cleaved in half, so now it looks like a weird sort of back to being a puddle pond thing again. But you could tell it's trying to form back up. And so, you're sort of like right in the middle of it now because you cleaved it in half.
Does it have any weaknesses? Elementals?
Mondays. That radiant light seemed to be
I have doing fire. It. Can I strike it with fire?
That's a good one.
Fireball.
Do it just for our entertainment.
Yeah. So the muck monster starts to wriggle and it's starting to like form back up where you're standing. So it's almost like it's trying to like cone up and envelop you.
I won't have
it. It's starting to crawl up your crawl up your legs. And now it's your turn. What would you like to do?
I want to hit with fire. I won't have this bullshit.
Yes.
I'm a fire being, by the way, so don't worry about me.
Okay, noted.
I'm fine. Disasterina
says casually while she's standing there like a badass and just cleaned it. Don't worry about me. I smite it with fire. That's fine. Okay. So what you doing?
What does this mean? 8d6 with fire?
Okay, cool. So what spell are you using?
Fireball.
Okay, you're going to fireball it. Okay, so you're off to the side. And then the radius. What's the radius on that one?
Well, she's like 4 feet from it or something.
20 foot.
It's a 20 foot radius?
Centered on that point.
Okay.
Must take a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, so you would want to cast that sort of away from you guys so you guys didn't, because you guys aren't immune to fire and you're sort of close, so you'd want to cast it on the opposite wall and then make sure just the tail end of it sort of gets,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay, that.
So all right, so
throw
you
your chili
shoot
at
a
it.
Fireball.
It's the same thing
all the way off to the side. Okay,
oh shit.
And this big, like, just flame explodes and starts to wave over.
Yes.
And you see, like, it starts to form, and Disasterina is just, like, right in the middle of the blaze.
Yeah.
Just, like, still, like, striking at her
so stoic in there.
What's your pose? What are you looking at? How are you standing? Just bathing in flame. She's just enjoying
just
it.
How I imagined.
It starts to rip, you feel it starts to release from your legs.
Oh.
And it starts to retreat. It seems like it's almost like trying to... It's almost trying to do everything it can to get away from you and the flame.
Oh, good. I'm driving it away.
And
run in fear.
Now it seems like, yeah, it's struggling. As the flames die down, you see this crispy...
Creme brulee, everybody. Let's have a slice.
So, crack it with a spoon.
It doesn't seem to be moving. But there's just like a crispy coating on top of you're still standing in it, you can feel the muck underneath, but it's a little bit of a crusted top. What do you guys do?
I'm gonna jump on out of it. Let's everybody get out of here. Let's go to the side that we can all group up where those stupid other guys who didn't try to help us at all are. And then we're gonna get with them. I'm gonna tell them a thing or two.
So as you say that, you look to where they were standing and they're just gone. You don't see them at all.
See, I knew it. We can't trust them.
But my spell said they weren't lying.
You rolled
you
a
don't
two.
See them. So are you guys? So, and then at the other end of the tunnel, so on the same side that they landed, you see that light. You see it's actually a tunnel that leads out, and you see a dim light at the end of it.
Let's just hightail it out.
Let's get out. Do you think they'll follow us?
Okay. So
just get the hell
the
out.
Muck. I feel like the muck has to stay in the pool.
Yes.
So okay. You guys are running?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've damaged enough.
So
good fireball.
Yeah.
That was a good fireball.
That was a nice swing. What
that
did
was
you
so
do?
Good. I love it.
I made s'mores.
You knocked me down into it.
Sorry, are you guys talking about this as you're running around?
No, we're going.
We're on a mission.
All right. So you guys are running and you start to hear this.
Oh,
and like
no.
Gurgle and you look behind you and this like it just looks like a wave of fire.
I knew it.
It's coming for you guys. It's coming, but you're seeing light
Hold
towards
up.
The end of the tunnel. It's
I'm
just
going to distract
all you can,
him.
It's pretty far away.
Get it with another fireball, girl.
Well, let's run.
Okay, so you guys are running.
But he's after us. I feel like we should do
okay,
something.
Okay, athletics. Everybody, give me an athletics check.
I have a hypnotic pattern.
Yeah.
I can distract it while we sneak away. Athletics?
Eight.
Okay. 14.
Okay, so you guys are starting to lag behind a little bit. You're in the lead. It's starting to, like, you're feeling like little nips at your heels, literally, because there's these bodies that are just, like, diving out and look like little, like, dolphins that just are like
there are nipples at my heels.
As soon as they hit the ground, they just splatter into just rot.
That's
and
hot.
Then another one just keeps so
well, it sounds like it's a lot faster than are we perceiving that it is faster than us?
It's well
you're
you
just
guys
going
yes
slow.
You're able to like pull enough ahead where you're like okay you feel safe these guys.
Where
These
is
gals.
Steve the Steed when he needs
him?
Oh,
so I'm at a good distance, so I can attack while you guys are like struggling.
All right, so what do you
Do you got? Or I can either attack or I have.
What kind of fire do I have?
Hypnotic pattern.
I don't have any magic.
I can create a twisting pattern of colors and weaves through the air inside a 30-foot cube within range.
Yeah, a laser light show is going to do
it. Each creature in the area who sees the pattern must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature becomes charmed for the duration. While charmed by the spell, the creature is incapacitated. Sound it out, girl. Mm-hmm. And has a speed of zero. That way we can run away.
Give it a light show. While it's not looking, we'll kill it.
Okay. We agree? I should hypnotize it?
You're going to throw it? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, you guys can't really talk this out because this is a tense moment where...
Do it. Laser,
this is this was all in my head.
Yeah.
This is what I think that they said. Okay. So what do I roll? Do I roll a 20?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it.
That way.
Actually,
yes!
I rolled a 20. You rolled a 20? Okay. You know what? You wave your hand, and this razzle-dazzle, sweet, awesome laser light show starts just, like, filling the cavern, like, the tunnel.
It's like the northern lights.
And, like, sort of, doesn't understand what to do, and it's, like, it's stopped, and it's sort of entranced.
And you hear, we don't need...
And what are you going to do? You're literally giving this creature a light show right now. And it seems to be digging it, or maybe not, but it stopped. So what are you guys doing?
I'm just running.
Keep running.
I get double. If something's distracted, I get double points if I attack it. So should I take a?
It's up to you. I'm gonna run.
Do we think we win?
I'll take a hit at it.
Okay, you guys are running, and you're gonna take a stab at it.
How long is it distracted?
Because I can hit it with another fireball too.
It seems like right now you have an opportunity to go, and you'll. Put some distance between yourselves. And
sounds like it's still going to follow us. I say we stay and fight. But
I've already made my decision because I talked to Disasterino.
So you're just running.
She gave me the divine inspiration that it's just going to get back together and try to kill us again. So let's get out of it. So that's what
I'm
thinking.
She shouts us. She's way ahead of you guys.
That's right. It will reconstitute.
Right. It seems like that's one of the heads starts to not be distracted by the lights and starts
Let's
to
go.
Look at you.
Let's so go. We're running.
Okay. You guys are running. Okay. You're able to put enough between yourselves and like it notices, but it tries to catch up. And as soon as you guys run out to the light, it's about to go. And then like as soon as the light hits it, it just And then you see, like, it sort of melt and decides to recede.
It doesn't like the light.
It was a vampire the whole time.
So you guys are standing outside in, like, it's daytime, and it's a pretty beautiful meadow.
Is there any of those purple fruits in the trees?
Give me a perception check. Let's get
I love fruits. It when you let me do things like this.
So added...
I did 50.
So
now that the danger is momentarily over,
let's
get high.
You don't see. Give me a nature check.
Nature check.
There's the nature right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm checking it.
Checking it out, and
you don't seem to see any purple fruits. Mm.
Okay. Well, I say to my cohorts here. You know, we're out in the open. We should probably get away from this place. Let's go over there to the woods. Nobody can see us. As stealthily as possible.
I second that.
Okay. I'm on board.
So you guys, you make it to the tree line. So you guys aren't just standing out there in plain sight. And then you see something roll across your guys' feet.
What? A feet roller?
Is it Salazar?
And it like rolls back. And
it's Salazar.
It's a little like potato.
It's Salazar.
I love potatoes.
And it like rolls back.
Carbs
and
are
then
my friend.
You hear?
Here it goes. Yes.
And then it like rolls on its face. And then like these little like sprouty legs come out of it. Like, you know, when you let potatoes grow for too long. And it like wriggles and it stands up. And like, oh, you've made it out of the nether.
Did you put it
in? Oh,
girl, before blight, you die.
The blight is getting worse. We have to stop it soon.
Before you die, put me in your will.
did you get the crop?
Got it.
Yeah, we got the crop.
This is Salazar, right? Are you a stranger?
Yes, I'm Salazar. Right.
Do you have a song for us? Even though you're about to die of the blight?
I'm too weak. I
can't. No song?
No,
every time
it's
we see you, we get a song.
He just wiggles his little, like, things at you and, like, I can't perform in these tiny hands.
Okay, whatever.
Even
whatever.
Sometimes Brittany doesn't perform.
So yes. Oh, great. So you have the nether crop, yes?
Yes, check.
Yes. Okay.
We got the goblet, too.
Oh, you have the goblet.
Check.
The goblet, goblet.
Goblin goblet.
Yeah. Oh, the only thing left is the Horn of Forlorn, which the Chuck Bears have it.
Chuck Bears.
Oh, we got to go back.
We got to go back to the Chuck Bears.
And so this, and by the time you get back, it will be the last day of the festival. And everyone will be distracted with the raucous partying, so it'd be the perfect time to steal it.
Love a good party.
Steal it? They're not going
to
give
it to
us.
I don't think they'll give it up. It's very important to them.
Okay. You're pretty stealthy. We can do this.
Well, why are we going to have to go steal it? Why can't we talk to them? And this is ridiculous.
I'll seduce them. Can I mate with them and trade?
Oh, we've been mating already. We definitely mated.
I need to catch up. What is this party
she
without me?
She just came back from the Chug Bear party.
I just got titties.
When you were at that Chug Bear party, you didn't happen to get a horn, did you?
I got lots of horns.
You should go to the dot. We stop at the clinic on the way back to the Chug Bear
No,
party.
There's no need.
I've got the impervious disease thing. I can
Same.
Just blow on you or something.
Sounds like you
got a pervert disease?
I've got a pervert disease. No, I'll just blow on you. You'll be okay.
Same. All right, you and your pervert disease may blow me.
I'm assuming you don't know where you are because you came out of that cave. But if you follow this trail here, it's about a day's walk. That way, and it'll take you back to Barbaria.
Okay. Well, or we could get on Steve the Steed.
I can fly.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I can fly.
Okay,
wow.
Yes, I'm.
I can run.
Okay, so we get
back. I mean,
back
how you get there is up to you.
All right, Is there anything other special that we need to know that you haven't told us? You know, you're riding and everything. Maybe you forgot something important.
Let me think.
And he scratches his head, but like this potato skin starts to peel off.
Yeah.
And it's like,
let's eat him.
I'm gonna do a spell. I'm gonna do a spell.
I have
a healthy
plus
spell.
Four investigation. Okay.
Let's see, what am I gonna do?
You're gonna waste your healthy spells on this guy who only comes right after the danger has happened. He has done practically nothing for us.
My powers are not, they don't work in the Nether Daddy caves. It's all made of stone.
Oh, it's so convenient. Towers never work when the danger is around.
Some would say that is convenient.
Many would say that's convenient.
It's probably the definition of convenience.
We have to put an end to this once and for all.
All right.
Okay. Well, you.
That's why I brought you here. Couldn't have done it without you.
Nether dog.
There's a dog.
Nether dog.
Nether corgi.
The horn. It should. They keep it in the main tavern. You must have seen it already.
Really? Did we see it? Anybody remember a horn?
I remember lots of horns.
That was pretty high.
Yeah. I was popular.
I bet.
So
was it a special kind of horn? Did it curve
to
the left?
And then, so get the horn and meet me in the Cave of Binding. It's what? The spot. It's underneath Barbaria. That's where they sealed Rosala into the earth. We must bring all three items there, and then we can put an end to this. All once and for all.
All right.
And please hurry, because I don't know if you noticed, but I
and like his jaw almost.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not doing so well.
You noticed, but it's amusing at this point.
Can I have a foreshadow insightful role to say that when we get all three of these things and come back to you, are you going to magically turn into Risotto and we're going to have to fight you?
Risotto. I don't know who Risotto is. No, I am Salazar. I brought you here to stop the blight.
Got it. Let's go get it. Let's go get
suspicious.
That horn.
Suspicious.
It is suspicious.
And then he's, this bird just swoops down and you just hear, bye.
Oh, bye, girl.
Oh, wait, I'll
see you next time.
No, I won't.
So now what do you guys do?
Let's go back to the Chug Bear
Travel
Village.
Back to Barbaria.
Well, if I'm not seeing any purple fruits, I guess I'm just going to go back. I'm going to go clap, clap, and Steve the Steed is going to show up and help me.
Is he?
We'll see. He is.
Or is he?
This time he might.
He might help this time.
You just hear crickets. There's nothing. And you hear a little rustling in the bushes. And then it's this little rabbit just hops out and just goes on with
He has
business.
Magically turned himself into a rabbit.
Ride
I
the
get
rabbit.
On the rabbit.
Ride the rabbit. Down.
I get on the rabbit.
I summon you, rabbit.
And we hop down the road.
It's easier just bolts.
Stupid Steve.
Dang.
Steve the rabbit.
Steve is an awful rabbit.
Okay. Let's
guys. On our way to Barbaria.
So we have a day's walk ahead of us.
Yeah. It's too bad we don't have a bitch here, because she could write a song about our travel to Barbaria. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That
would be cute. What if I put do the heels? I have magic heels. Do they
the
do
pumps
anything?
Are proud. They just make you sneakier.
I should give those to one of you next when
they
need
it. Well, you're the sneaky one, right?
I'm already sneaky. I don't need to be sneakier. Who's the clumsiest of us? Well, I'll keep
that
them
might
for
be
now.
Me. Okay.
And then I'll give them to you when we get into when you need them.
Okay.
So you guys have all of this. Yep. Okay. So you're traveling. The sun's starting to set, and you come up on. As you approach the gates of Barbaria, you notice something is horribly wrong.
Mm-mm.
Being the final day of the festival, you assume you hear laughs and cheering of celebration, but all you hear are shouts and screams of terror mixed with gurgled roars.
Is it like a vomit kind of roar?
Yeah, sort of.
Like,
yeah, and you know, like anything that you've heard from the blight monsters, it's similar sounds as that.
Oh, good.
Okay. So upon entering the town, you see several fires. Chug bears and goblins are scattered everywhere. Some are running for their lives, and some are fighting the blight creatures. So Boysenberry pops up on your shoulder.
Of course he does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's nothing we can do now. We need to get the horn. We have to put a stop to this mess. See, it's already getting terrible.
It's already getting terrible. They're taking over Gate Barbaria.
Okay, so where is this horn now? How do we find it?
It's in the main tavern.
Well, it's probably not there now because the whole town is like on fire.
I don't know. We should check.
Okay.
In all the chaos, it should be quite easy to get the horn.
Let's check.
Okay, so you guys are going to go to the main tavern?
Yes.
Okay. So you go into the main tavern.
There's people like running across and, you know, screaming and stuff, but nobody seems to mind you because they're so paying attention to their impending doom. So the tavern is empty.
Should we be concerned?
No. You see tables flipped and blood is everywhere. Mm. There seems to be a strange, like red blood. There seems to be a strange lack of the blight anywhere in here. A large drinking horn sits peacefully on the wall behind the back two main tables. And it's like sort of a little bit of a stage.
I've seen this episode before.
What would you like to do?
What spells do I have?
I'm going to do... you look at your spells. I'm going to do...
I mean, we just grab it, right? And put it in the bra?
I'm going to do detect magic.
Ooh. Okay.
Detect magic. That way... We make sure that it's not going to be a bad choice to go get it.
Okay.
So that's what I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you notice like a powerful radiating energy from that horn on the wall. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty positive that is the horn of Forlorn.
So I didn't detect any other evil magic anywhere?
Nope.
That's the only magic detected in the entire room.
Yes.
Get it.
We're going to go get it, right? I say, sure. Let's go get it.
I'll grab it.
Okay.
Stealthy.
So you guys all go up. Well, you're going to stealth up there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you grab the horn, and it slides off the wall pretty easily. As you're holding it, you feel the nether crop like radiate under your skin, and so the horn sort of vibrates a little bit too. And the closer you put them together, the more they seem to like vibrate.
You know what? I got a suggestion. Let's get that goblet and put it to the other two things and make more vibration. Zochi, you got that goblet?
As you're enjoying the vibration, you notice that there's... so you notice, as you're trying not to be distracted, a large like a hulking motorboat. Mass with white hair slumped. Face down on the ground behind the table.
Dad? Is it bitch? Is it bit?
Is it bitch?
Like, wow. Like gray white hair.
Oh.
That was my daddy.
Do you want to
Dad!
As, with, so, as you
sorry,
look
describe
closer.
It again. What?
So it's a large hulking mass. It looks like a chug bear with white hair face down.
Oh, did we make friends with that one?
Slag or something? Does it look like somebody we've seen before?
So it's sort of like one of the chairs sort of like slides back a little bit and the body slumps over and you see it's Gulp. And he's got like his face is, his eyes are glassy and his face is frozen in like a confused
expression.
Is
he dead?
And he's very dead and he has arrows sticking out of him.
Let's go. Seem
to be goblin made arrows are sticking out.
Let's go. We're out.
Well, we're putting all the three
the
things
goblet,
together,
though.
We have all the things. Let's go back to the woods.
Okay.
Where we are not in the chaos.
Is anything happening when we put all three together?
They're vibrating. Like you can tell. Like
I can tell.
To be together.
Okay. Run to the woods.
Okay, so you guys start to leave. As you leave, you see Guzzle enter the tavern, and he's flanked by these giant armored chug bears. It looks like they're like an elite group, you know, trained solely to protect the leaders. And he's covered in, like, blood and also blight. You can barely see the eyes through the slits in the, like, the big hammered metal helmets. I had to think about a Scottish accent for a second.
Hey! You guys, you made it!
We made it, all right. Yeah, we got the three things, and now we're going to attack something.
They killed him. I can't believe they killed him.
You don't have to call him a cunt.
Wow.
So, all of a sudden, the door blasts open and Swig falls in. And, So he falls in and stumbles on the ground. And you guys all remember Swig, right? He's the one that, like, led you guys to the thing.
Yeah,
so,
he's a pretty nice guy.
So, he screams, "The Nether Daddies are here!"
Oh.
Guzzle looks at him. Oh, that's great news! And Swig says, "No, it's not. We thought so as well. Me and a group of scouts went to greet them, but they attacked us, and I barely escaped with my life. They're not here to help. They're here to start the war with us."
Oh no,
that's terrible.
And then Swig passes out.
Swig.
And Guzzle,
Swig.
He like
hits one of his like group, and he tells him to take care of Swig. And he looks at you guys and is like, "I know you can handle yourself. I gotta go take care of this." So he rushes off with his group, and going to go deal with the new threat that has just showed up.
Hmm.
What would you guys like to do?
Well, we gotta get this risotto guy, right?
Let's leave.
Yeah, we gotta go. Uh-huh. We're gonna kill the risotto. We can't. There's a whole war going on here.
Boysenberry pops up and that is right. The entrance to, we have to go to the north side of town, and just beyond the gates is the entrance to the Cave of Binding.
Mm. Yeah, let's go.
We're going as
running.
As we can.
Diggy, 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 diggy.
Okay, you guys are running, and you're seeing like various
another nether doggy. It's right at our heels.
You hear it like the sounds of like what seems like a great battle happening on the other side of town, like screams and clashes. But you guys are running away. Here in the distance, you see a couple blight creatures, a couple goblins, some goblins fighting chug bears, and chug bears fighting goblins and blight creatures.
It's a really intense scene.
You make it through to the gates, and you see just right outside the city. Entrance to a little cave, and what you can only presume to be is the Cave of Binding.
Cave of Binding.
And Boysenberry says, "That's it! Go, go, go! Quick, quick! Before the blind creatures get you!"
Right. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Is it running in there? Okay.
We're running.
So you run into the cave, and then you notice that, like, as you go down these weird stone steps, it seems to turn back around, and it's going under the city. And it goes down into, it opens up into this big circular room, and there's this crazy, the room's lit with torches, and the air is cool, but it seems to be thick with, like, magical energy.
Ooh.
And again, as you're holding these items, they start to really even vibrate anymore, and they're starting to, like, have a faint glow to them. Like that. A large circular symbol is painted on the floor, and three pedestals are placed like evenly around, almost like in a triangle.
One object per pedestal.
Yes. And you see Salazar standing there in the form that you guys first saw him, with the, you know, the cabbage pants and the carrot legs.
I swear, if you turn into risotto right now, I'm going to be pissed.
So...
Oh, you've made it! Oh, I didn't... I knew you could do it! Ah, let's put an end to this blight! Once and for all! And you brought the items, yes? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Where are they? Let me see!
We got them.
These two? Yeah,
we got them.
They're vibrating.
Where are they?
What you worried about?
They're vibrating.
Tell us what to do with them.
Give them to me and
why?
We will do them. No,
why
can I not do the things that are required with the object? Don't
you've trusted me this much and now you're just for some reason
we've
suspicious
seen a lot.
For me.
I've seen a lot of Disney movies.
I'm going to cast the Zone of Truth.
The Zone of Truth?
Yep.
Okay.
Zone of Truth.
And he just says, "Give them to me."
Oh.
I knew it. I mean, she knew it. I'm too stupid, but she knew it.
Please give them to me.
Oh. No.
No means no, girl.
All of you notice this, like, tiny, like, little, it feels like a sharp object at your throat.
What?
And you look at each other to see that the Boysenberry boys are standing on each of your shoulders. They have arms and a little sword.
I'm not threatened. We are just tools.
Right at your throat.
All right.
Boysenberry looks at you and he goes,
"Yeah, we're actually the Boysenberry boys, and we've had arms these whole times."
Well, you know, I'm impervious to disease and poison, that sort of thing. So I'm going to take the boysenberry in my hand. I'm going to strangle it and just throw it on the ground.
Are you going to reach for it?
Okay. I smack mine off me. I say over it.
Okay. Yeah. So give me a sleight of hand checks.
19.
That's a good one.
Smack that boy off me.
20. Oh.
Yeah.
15.
Okay. I just flicked it.
They're like, And then, what did you get?
15.
And then you hear, boink.
What does that mean?
You just hear like a dull thud.
So they're all dead.
And
I'm going to attack
that
Salazar.
That was not wise of you!
I'm going to
shoot an
arrow. And
he snaps his fingers and these roots like wrap around you guys' legs.
What
and you
is
can't
this?
Move.
That blows.
You were rotting 2 seconds ago.
And he looks
meant
much
to say
more...
you're rotten.
That's right. I'm rotten, not rotting.
And he snaps his fingers, and you see this again of the band forms. And
oh fuck.
Wait, can I distract you before you
turn,
do
wait,
anything?
Oh, start it. Wait, sing. Start it over and turn it up. Wait, pause it.
So you were gonna sing.
We're not getting through an episode without Salazar the Salad Bar song.
I mean, it's worth it. If we get to hear a song, I'll let you have the 3 items.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, goody, goody. You followed my orders to a T. Collected all 3. Horn, goblet, and never crop. Now it seems you started a war you cannot stop.
Oh, the breakdown.
You got me happy and giddy as a teen. You've all been such wonderful queens. You'll be rewarded with sights beyond your dreams. It was never about the items you see. It was all about setting me up. Andromia 3 matches to buy. So 3 matches to kill. Body, spirit, mind. The plan of 3 must be...
Salazar rise and snaps in unnatural ways. You realize you've seen this kind of movement before when Taddywag's turn. A black, tarry-like substance begins to ooze from Salazar's eyes and mouth.
Oh,
the stench
shit.
Is unbearable. The
yeah.
Cracks of rotten vegetation permeating
fuck
air
you,
in the
Salazar.
Cavern. Salazar's jaw begins to distend, revealing a hideous mouth riddled with sharp roots. Vegetation sloughs off his arms and legs, revealing...
Oh, you're hideous.
A strange chanting can be heard.
You knew it. You called it.
Then I ripped my face off.
I'm also Rosalind.
All my brides.
So he said, and tonight I make you all my brides.
Oh.
That's
fine.
Well, okay.
Is my yumpa starting to tingle?
Do you guys need a recap of all those words?
Yes, actually everything.
I do.
Yeah, so here, I will do the transcript here.
Is there a ring?
Well, we'll see, I guess. So he said, oh, goody, goody, you followed my orders to a T, collected all 3, horn, goblet, and nether crop. Now it seems you've started a war you cannot stop. My, my, what delightful helpers you have been. You've got me happy and giddy as a teen. You've all been such wonderful queens. You'll be rewarded with sights beyond your dreams. It was never about the items, you see. It was all about setting me, Andromia, free. Beans. 3 factions to bind, so 3 factions to kill.
Beans.
Body, spirit, mind, the blood of 3 must spill.
Beans.
And then he says, please allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm neither Salazar or a salad bard. I'm Rosalus. Which, guys, Rosalus is just Salazar spelled backwards. I could have swore when I told you guys the name that somebody was going to look at that and be like, oh.
I didn't figure it out until 10 minutes ago.
Which is perfect because I would have been so sad if you put that together any other episode. Which
you're
I
just lucky we're so stupid.
So he says... And tonight I make you all my brides. Now, Chip Chop, we must hurry to get you ready for the wedding. I want you all to be belles of the ball. First order of business, we must relieve you of that dreadful flesh of yours.
Did the producers know this the whole time? Were you waiting?
So he's just this big, gross, like, weird, tarry, Thank you. Like drippy, crazy, scary creature that's like with made of rotten vegetables and like tarry, great, like weird. So he scans the room. He's like way bigger like than all of you.
Oh great!
His head almost touches the ceiling of the cave.
This isn't the final boss, is it?
Oh, I see the confusion in your faces. Well, you see, the ancestors of the Neverdaddies and the Gablazans join forces to bind me deep within the earth. Each faction is a different part of the seal. Chugbears are the body. Gablazans are the spirit. And the Neverdaddies are the mind. The long-term peace between all three was what really kept me locked beneath the earth.
Oh, great.
Oh, dear. You haven't put everything together yet. I see. Well, my plan was quite dastardly.
We're so stupid.
You see, I shall explain. I left those daddies for you. And the enchantments on Tatterwag's heart have prevented me from entering. Oh, I needed a good little errand.
I knew he was going to do it. He doesn't like the Rizala voice.
I needed a good little errand girls to pass little
side
camp back in. Well, you've been parading around in those chugbear adornments. The Gablazan saw you at Tatterwag's hut. Assuming the chugbears were behind the demise, they carried out an ambush at the Liberation Festival. What should have been a day of dreadful unity and celebration?
Did he just turn into Cher?
Probably.
Either that or Bitch Puddin'. Is it sure? You sure you're not Bitch Puddin'?
And then he goes, it's Bitch Puddin' already.
That's the third reveal that we find out next week is actually it's Bitch Puddin'. Oh, man.
Yes. The Nether Daddies obviously assumed the Chugman was the one who stole their nether crop.
Listen. Can you hear it? Just above us.
Beautiful sound of death and carnage.
That is a beautiful.
All that you have started. I feel the blood seeping into the earth, slowly dissolving my bonds. My strength grows with each death. It won't be long now until I am permanently free. Oh, I see the fear in your eyes. Worry not. You've all been so good to me. I will make you my queens. And together we will rule the wasteland.
Well, okay.
When you put it that way...
What kind of clothing?
I am a queen already.
Oh, dear, it's bad luck for me to see you before the wedding. Here, I'll leave you in good hands.
He raises his arms out, and they both just plop off, like just the sticky, gooey tar, just and they smack on the ground.
That's hot.
And then he starts to, like, leave.
I will see you soon.
And you see his arms start to, like, wriggle and writhe, and they start to, like, form up into, like, mouths sort of open up in the palms. And they have, like, these weird bodies. Like, basically, it's like a strange body with a hand as a head with a mouth in the
thing. Oh, all
right. I bet he's a good kisser.
So the right hand looks and he's,
oh, come, Leth. We have so much work to do. Am I right,
And the left looks at him and goes,
oh, yes, yes, indeed you are. You know what they say, idle hands.
Okay, I'm rolling against bad jokes.
Yeah, D20. Natural 20, critical hit.
Those bad jokes don't have any effect on me.
Well, looks like you're first. Get ready to welcome the new flesh.
And they, like, they
I'm gonna
rush
get a
facelift.
It's okay.
And talk about punctual. That's where we stop.
Oh my
Pung
goodness.
For Pun this episode. Punctual.
Punctual.
Dun, dun, dun.
Am I right?
That,
am I right?
Because
he's the right hand. Get it?
No, I didn't get it because I rolled
You're
a 20.
You're so punny.
You're protected by the puns.
Pun well, protection sphere. Cone of sphere.
Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. That is the epic lead up to our finale. Which might not be next week because DragCon prep,
World.
Everybody's busy, so it most definitely won't be next week. But we are going to plan for the following Tuesday,
which
or maybe
is...
or maybe we could do the finale at a better time slot on a different day,
yeah.
Which would be really cool. So,
be continued on
yes, definitely give us a follow at Dungeon Queens with a Z on Instagram. Give us a follow here. And also all of our social medias, I'm sure we'll all blast out and post. We're going to make the finale really special. It's going to be a big old shindig.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, let's, I'll wrap up with, we did just get affiliate status. So if you would like, feel free to hit that sub button. We're talking amongst everyone tonight to figure out what, the fun emote is going to be. If you guys have any ideas or any, like, yeah, go ahead and post them in the chat. We'll read those, and we will take those into consideration. And again, thank you guys, everybody that's already tipped the bits and subscribed. And yes, now, go ahead.
Well, DragCon's very important. It is Friday 11, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th of May. So, you know, you just go there and a million queens from, you know, from different shows and stuff. But also, Dragula World... May 12th.
Saturday night
at the Globe Theater. All of the Dragula Queens are going to be there. You can meet and greet with the Dragula Queens. You don't have to get a DragCon ticket. And you go there. Zojimochi going to be there. Bitch Puddin's going to be there. Felony Dodge is going to be there. I'm going to be there. And then all of the other ones, season 2 and season 1
pretty
queens are going to be there.
And there's a contest.
There's a Dragula pageant, yes. Just like they used to do in the clubs.
$1,000 first prize. Bring your best outfit. Be ready to sign up. Do gross things for money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you're used to it.
Yeah. But also, did you mention you have a booth at DragCon?
I have a booth at DragCon. I don't know where it is, but it'll be easy to find because it'll be so many people crowded around.
It'll be the most disastrous booth.
Most disastrous booth you can find.
Anybody else have any other like upcoming events or anything that you want to shout out? Anything that you're doing?
Oh, on May 9th at Faultland Bar in Silver Lake, we are doing Star Wars Glitter Ball for my show called Invasion. Ooh. So, yeah, it's really fun.
Maybe if, I don't know if there's a site or something we can, or a link that we could throw up.
Follow me on Instagram. I'll let y'all know.
Link this.
Has Mubot been working this time?
Yeah.
Cool. So it was blasting out everybody. So, yeah, Mubot has been periodically giving all the queens individual Instagrams. And also, big thanks to Avi and Rani behind the scenes for running the show. Couldn't do it without them.
The greatest chili ever.
Oh, and happy birthday. We've got some birthdays. Again. Melanie and Avi.
Happy birthday to you, Felicity.
Don't ruin it with a blight.
All right, I'm going to roll.
I should have made a Salazar.
Roll to blow the cake out.
A Salazar birthday song would have been pretty great.
I rolled a 14. Will I blow the cake out?
I don't know.
Let's blow together.
Make a wish.
One, two, three. I'm 30, y'all. She's 13.
Yeah.
Did we get off that table, you crazy dog? Did we have any other bits or subs or anything that we should mention before we head out?
Right before. Yeah, no, we didn't get any more than that.
Okay.
Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Several weeks.
I hope you really enjoy it and having as much fun as I know we are. I know I am.
Yes. The story's been amazing. Thank you for learning with me. I'll speak for myself.
Absolutely.
I've barely played this game and I'm having a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, you guys are
getting better
great.
At it too.
Yeah.
Every week
we're all doing great. More.
Oh, well, next episode is going to be the epic conclusion of Dungeon Queen Season 1. It's not done.
I can't wait.
Also, we're throwing around ideas possibly of taking all of Season 1 and its events and turning it into a one-night drag show with different where queens would perform different songs and basically like seeing a drag show, but the entire night would be telling the story of what happened in Season 1. So
is this an evil plot of risotto?
Maybe. You guys are going to show up and you're like, actually, I'm just tricking you into doing all of these things for me.
Wash my car.
So,
run to the post office for me.
Trust me, there's a point to it. Am I forgetting anything at all? Anybody else have anything that they want to mention? No.
Thanks for coming.
Well, so Randy, take us out on the thing. We're going to leave the chat open just a little bit if you guys want to discuss post-episode thoughts or anything. Love to hear it. Love to hear feedback. I could go back and read the comments.
Tell us we're pretty.
Yeah. So, again, thank you guys so much. And keep an eye out for when the finale is going to be. Okay, so you ready for that bad news? It seems that the finale of Dungeon Queens has been lost to the annals of the internet. I thought for sure that I had downloaded all the episodes, but I can't seem to find the finale, and it is no longer on Twitch. So, bummer, right? I'm going to keep looking for it. But in the meantime, here's a fun little thing. Okay. Here we go. I want to turn this into something positive and creative because it sucks that it's not there, but here we go. All of you super fans out there that have been really enjoying it, I want you to write the finale of Season 1 of Dungeon Queens. Yes, that's right. You write it, and then guess what? I'll read it for the finale episode. You can make it as long as you want or as short as you want, and I'll mix, we'll pop them all together in a alternate reality story. I'll just read all the stories or all the finale fan fictions in one episode and back to back. And we'll see everybody's different take and see how you finish the story, which this actually gets me pretty excited because I was pretty fucking bummed that somehow I can't find it. But the fact of getting to hear all of you guys and hear how you think it comes out, that's going to make me happy. But I will share you the song that I wrote for the finale, which I was like, it's like my favorite Dungeon Queen song that I wrote, and I think it's really good. And so here, enjoy. I'll play us out with that song and enjoy it, and you can use it to inspire your finale episode or not. It's up to you. You can go completely off the rails. But this was the song that Salazar sings at the very end, or Rosalys sings at the very end. And enjoy. And I can't wait to, yes, that's a good point. So if you write it, I'm going to figure out, follow my social medias and figure out how long this is going to go. But once you write it, email it to me at signutron@gmail.com. And so I look forward to it. And also we can discuss it in the cigarette pack on Twitch. If you look at the description of this video on Podbean, you can click the invite link or your invite link there to the Discord. And also, if you want to check out my Twitter, @SigNeutron on Twitter, I have the invite to the cigarette pack there as well as a pinned tweet. So I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep looking for the finale episode. So sorry, but also you're welcome because now I get to see how you guys think it should wrap up, at least Season 1. And again, here's the song that I wrote for the finale, which is, I really love it, and it's one of my favorite songs I've ever made, so enjoy.
Brought you here because I thought that you'd accept me for who I am. No one understands me, but you could grant me just a fleeting moment of your time to hear my lament spoke out in rhyme. I was here before you.
What right did you have to lock me away?
You act like I'm from Limor! But would you
rowing that is hard.
I just wanted to be a lovable bard. All I wanted was for someone to appreciate I'm a wordsmith. Someone I could rot and waste away with. Compose my prose while we decompose. Our hearts would corrode. A dwindling ode. Whispered while the world implodes. Descend to great and sweet, sweet nothing. I wanted to be putrefact, but now it seems I'll only be putrefaction. Not everything rots. You can rot away with ease, just with a coffin weeds. Bruises become muses, they deflate, and loses all eternal loses. No ifs ands excuses. Nothing can. What a wonderful night for a wedding of blood.
Twisting into knots,
everything rots.
You can rot away with ease, just with a cough and wheeze. Bruises become muses, they deflate and loses. All internal oozes, no ifs, ands, excuses. And nothing can refuse it.
Wanted was for someone to appreciate I'm a wordsmith. Someone I could rot and waste away with. Compose my prose while we decompose.
Our hearts would corrode. A dwindling ode.
Whispered while the world implodes. Disintegrate into sweet, sweet nothing. I wanted to be putrefact,
but now it seems I'll only be putrefaction.